This is KNKX News. Athletes from Washington State are among those impacted by the postponement of the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. The games will now happen in 2021 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about the decision and the future of the Olympics. Art, let's start with why it took the International Olympic Committee in Japan so long to do the obvious.
Well, this is an enormous enterprise to postpone. We've had cancellations of Olympics before because of war, but we have never had a postponement like this, and I hope people understand how big a deal this is. 11,000 athletes are representing 206 countries. They also have 200,000 volunteers, 4.5 million ticket holders to watch 46 sports in 42 venues, most of them newly constructed. This project started 7 years ago in 2013 when Japan was recovering from the Fukushima nuclear collapse. And they wanted this as the recovery games. That's what they were calling it. And so to back down from this after 7 years is a really difficult decision. And I can appreciate that, but it pales in comparison to the pandemic and the colossal consequences of gathering so many people in such a small area, relatively, at one time. They just can't risk it.
That being said, this postponement is going to have a major impact on the athletes involved, including those here in Washington State.
I'll give you one example. Nathan Adrian is from Bremerton, a three-time Olympian, bidding for his fourth as a swimmer. He's now 31 after winning gold medals in the previous three Olympics. And he also had a bout of testicular cancer. He's healthy, but is his body going to be able to deal with the aging from 31 to 32? Maybe, but this is a hard thing. And Adrian talked about this, the difficulty of keeping his body in prime condition for another Olympic bid. This is a major disruption in the lives of people who've been planning to do this, and especially those athletes who are going to have one shot only at an Olympics, and they've geared their lives, their training, and their money for this one shot in Tokyo. They may not be able to sustain for another year.
Speaking of money, talk about the payment to athletes, or non-payment really, and the impact that this pandemic could have on corporate sponsorship.
Well, since most of these athletes live paycheck to paycheck, they get sponsorships from corporations, and it's really hard to know now, a year from now, what the world is going to look like. Will sponsorships be available?
This pandemic seems to be forcing some bigger questions about the future of the Olympics, and you've covered 9 of these games, Art. I wanted to get your feeling about that.
Well, one of the things that I've seen in 9 Olympics is that it's a colossus that keeps getting bigger and bigger. And there's so much debt, there's so much disruption of the people whose homes were in the way of the stadiums. The International Olympic Committee doesn't want to deal with this. They don't want to really acknowledge this publicly, but people may have to say, are the Olympics really worth it? I personally think that they are worth it because they're among the very few things in the world that are aspirational and inspirational to everybody on the planet. But I think there needs to be a reckoning about the size, scope, and importance of the Olympics, because we're going to have a changed world in 2021, and where the Olympics fit, I don't know, but it shouldn't be as big as it is now.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.